WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Los Angeles declaring a local emergency because a fire is burning rapidly. ABC's Trevor Ault's on the scene.
We've been watching as officials have been hurrying to close a lot of these roads as more than 10,000 people now are under evacuation orders because of the canyon fire. It's charred thousands of acres overnight, and we've been watching fire crews race all over the canyon trying to contain these flames as they pop up. It is very steep and difficult terrain.
Another fire is burning in Central California. That is currently the state's largest. A synagogue in Rutherford, New Jersey, just outside New York City, burning to the ground this morning. The rabbi and his family made it safely outside. Back in 2012, that same synagogue was firebombed. The Israeli cabinet approving a plan for Israel to take over Gaza City. Germany's chancellor saying his country will not export any more military equipment to Israel as a result. Computer chip Intel stock price sinking overnight when President Trump said in a media post the CEO of the company needs to resign. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Radio stations across Wisconsin could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lakotere Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here. So therefore, the radio is basically the only news and entertainment source for people. And that goes for everything. I know a weather emergency, school closings.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers preseason underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Aaron Mosby made the team last year as a linebacker. Does he feel pressure to make the cut this year?
There's always pressure when you're trying to make a 53-man roster. That's just anyone in the league. It can go for anyone. So it's a little bit of pressure, but at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We've been playing this since we were little kids. So you just go out there, you know, try to have fun with it. Try to do your best and try to make a splash play here and there.
College football. The Badgers hold their final practice at UW-Platteville Saturday night before moving back to Madison. Baseball. The Brewers and the Mets in Milwaukee. First baseman Andrew Vaughn continues to hit home runs every series.
Vaughn is unbelievable. Three times on base. One time he just circled the bases. He's been special both offensively, defensively. Vaughn, Collins, and Perkins are the three that you got to look at. And Sal, those are great performances by those four.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the low to mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was, so here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch, cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest, that's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens and our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins me for Bar Band Friday Night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Here's Johnny.
John Peterson.
WMDX 92.7, and this is John and Gordy in the morning.
6 minutes past the hour, sunshine to start your Friday. It's going to be hot and humid this afternoon, high near 90, and right now 75 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student. Time for them to get a better night's sleep with a new Verlo mattress. They have twin sets starting at $399, full-size sets starting at $499. All kinds of savings during back-to-school time during the month of August. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com for more information.
I'm going to debut our new slogan here.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I remind people to check out the Civic Media app and and choose our station, listen to it.
You got
and
a
listen,
slogan.
Listen to it in your car, you know, beaming it in with your Bluetooth.
Yes.
And tune in and turn on.
You came up with that?
That was great.
That sounds like something I heard back in 1968.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Tune in, turn
does
on,
sound
drop fam- out.
Does
drop
sound
out.
Familiar.
Okay. Okay.
Tune in, turn on.
Okay.
All right.
Got it. Is Savannah Tomei Olsen with us? Yes, she is, because it's Friday, and we want to know what's happening around Madison. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's We're going good. All right. It's Friday. Good.
Yeah.
It is Friday. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
You know, I was wondering how important it is for the transit to at least have inspections and maintain their buses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What can we expect from that?
You were wondering that?
Yes, I was actually wondering that.
And guess what? Savannah has a story on
it. Oh, my gosh. Isn't that crazy?
What a coincidence.
Yeah. Now, the union that represents a bunch of workers for Metro Transit say that the city is way behind on maintenance and a bunch of fixes and on inspections, which are required by federal law. So they put out this statement saying that, you know, they have mechanics that are working overtime trying to get to things. But they basically accuse Metro of mismanagement, saying that they don't have enough people to get all this stuff done. And the city responded and said that they're pretty much doing their best trying to work together and get everything done in time. Usually when you get statements from both sides of these kinds of issues from the union and from the organization, there's not much they agree on. But both of them told me that they know that stuff is about to get real, real busy as kids go back to school. Lots of them take Metro Transit, especially high schoolers.
Sure.
And of course, once they have students back on UW-Madison's campus, tons more people will be taking the buses then, too. So I think it's kind of a race against the clock over there trying to get a bunch of stuff done.
Does this include the BRT?
It includes all the buses.
Okay. All right. Okay. Because the BRT is one way of helping students get from outside of Madison back into town very easily and very quickly instead of going through the long, arduous bus system in bus routes, right? So
It'll be interesting to see what, you know, to see how quickly they can get back on top of things.
Yeah.
Now, Savannah, what's the story about this local science summer camp? This blows my mind. They're geared toward kids with autism. I have two grandkids that are on the spectrum. And now this summer camp is, they may have to shut down because feds are pulling some funding. Is that the case?
That's right. So the head of climate research over at UW-Madison started these camps about 4 years ago. His wife is autistic. His son is autistic. And he basically just saw a need that there were kids who were interested in STEM fields or maybe aren't interested in STEM fields but could benefit from having a space that's just for them where they're not the outlier, right?
Right.
That's geared toward them.
Yes.
And they spend a lot of time on stuff like the weather and the water cycle, and they do all kinds of experiments. There's a camp in Beloit, a camp in Madison, and a camp in Baraboo. And just before the summer was set to start and they were ready to start these camps, they got notified from the National Science Foundation, which provided the grants, that their grant was being canceled because it was considered DEI, because it's geared toward kids on the spectrum and other neurodivergent children.
DEI? Really? Really?
Yep.
They're using DEI to just eliminate everything, defund everything in government. And this is just another perfect example of the insanity that this is spreading throughout the government at this point. It's just ridiculous. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. And how many other camps, you know, science camps include those on the spectrum,
right?
Autism?
Yeah.
I mean, none. None.
Yeah.
You're right. You have to have extra money in order to handle something like that anyway.
Well, and that's exactly why he started these camps in the first
right.
place.
Right.
So that these kids had a place where they feel safe. He said
yes.
he has families. So, you know, from Baraboo to Beloit,
yeah.
Michael Notaro is the director of the Climate Research Center. And he told me that he has kids from a 300-mile radius who come to this camp. And kids who are a little older, who have come in years past and are now basically like junior helpers at the camp.
Yeah.
And he said parents say, I just never expected my kid to grow like this and to be able to, you know, be this involved and even be helping other kids learn. It really mm-hmm. makes a difference for these kids to yes. participate. Luckily, private donors stepped up to keep it going this summer, but mm-hmm. now he's trying to figure out basically where to go from here.
Good. Okay. Boy, this is just a heartbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. All right. Well, that brings everybody down, yeah, doesn't it?
I know.
Well, Savannah, thank you for joining us this morning. I know you have one more story here about bugs in Madison. They are pretty bad
mosquitoes.
But
we're tired of bugs.
They're bad. Yeah. The bottom line is we can thank the weather.
Yeah. Big surprise.
Drier years. And now we have a wet one. And so, you know.
That's why. Yep.
We'll blame mm-hmm. Brittany Merlot on that one.
Thank you, Savannah.
Savannah,
we appreciate
you.
That report.
Right.
Savannah Tomei Olson from
WMDX
News.
They're using
I know
DEI
it.
To do this kind of stuff. This is just picking on everybody.
It's awful.
And it's, you know, I don't understand how the CJs and my mega friend in Milwaukee can come, you know, seeing this stuff happen, mm-hmm. how they can put up with this. I don't understand how they can say, well, that's okay. Well, no, we draw the line here. Do mm-hmm. they ever draw the line anywhere? Do they care about anybody?
Yeah.
And this is, you know,
yeah,
just a waste.
Yes.
An absolute waste.
Yeah.
Man.
Anyway, it is 7:14 coming up. I know. It's very upsetting.
Yeah. Because when there's a camp like this,
anything.
These individuals, they're excited. You know,
yes.
something's there for them to excel in.
Mm-hmm.
And feel some kind of accomplishment, and it's such a great cause. And then they pull the funding for this?
Yeah, the federal funding.
It's just unbelievable.
But thank goodness, as Savannah mentioned, you know, some local funding.
For this year.
For this year, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I want to remind you that this is a free ticket Friday. We're giving away a four-pack of tickets to some lucky listener out there. For the Brewers game coming up next Wednesday against Pittsburgh, Wednesday the 13th, if you text us the word ground, You can get on the Civic Media app, find the WMDX site there, and text us the word ground. Do that before 8 a.m. You'll be in for this statewide contest. We'll notify you if you are the winner. Again, it's for a four-pack of great club-level seats at AmFam Field for Wednesday, August 13th against Pittsburgh. Ground is the key word.
That's right.
G-R-O-U-N-D. Okay, right. Catherine is on the phone here.
All right.
With a comment. Good morning, Catherine.
Yeah, of course, you're in trouble for everything. You're in trouble. That's why I'm calling. No.
What did we do or not do this time?
You didn't do a damn thing. You didn't do a damn thing. Here's what it is.
Yeah.
Here's what I hear you and every other person in media talking about DEI.
Yeah.
DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. I'm tired of saying DEI. I want to say diversity, equity, and inclusion over and over again, because that's the evil we're rooting out. That's the evil we're trying not to have around anymore. That's a bad thing. And so when a university expresses DEI in some way, we need to punish them. If a program for children is punished because it has DEI, diversity, that's wrong. Please,
I know.
Explain to me when diversity became a bad thing, when inclusion of your child who has a different set of skills than my child, why that's wrong. Equity? When did equity become a bad thing?
Yeah,
I don't understand. Fix it. That's what I'm calling you to do. Fix it, Peterson, Young, fix it.
I agree with you. I think, the right wing likes to use these acronyms in order to soften the blow of whatever they're using the acronym for. And DEI is a perfect example of that. And I think you're saying the exact right thing. I did mention diversity, equity, inclusion in our discussion, but we have to bring that up more often. It was a point that Pete Buttigieg brought up.
Yeah.
Remember that when he defined each one of those words?
Yeah.
He says, this is bad.
Yeah.
This is what we should avoid doing.
Yeah. This is what they want the opposite of.
Right.
More of that, please.
They don't
more
want diversity.
Play that as your, play Pete's bit as your open every damn show, because that's exactly what the problem is. This is crazy town.
Yeah,
it is. It's nuts. All right, I know.
All right, Kathy.
I know. Thank you for getting that out. I feel the same way.
Let's go to our next caller.
Just get so frustrated.
Thank you for that call, Catherine. Dick is on the line. Dick, good morning. What do you got for us?
Good morning. I'm calling for the immediate resignation of Donald Trump. Based on, first of all, he's woefully unqualified for the job. But secondly, in a country where a convicted felon can't vote, why in the hell should one be able to be president?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as that, isn't it?
Pretty much.
That's it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, Dick, I appreciate that. Wow.
Yeah,
it's crazy stuff, you know? And then, you know, I had this story, I was going to get to it here, and why not at least touch on it? It's a $600 tax credit it's the tariff tax credit of $600 for each American out there, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is supposed to pay down the debt, and I think this tariff money is being used for a future tax cut. They'll say, oh, we have all this money coming into the government. Let's give another tax cut. When we're actually paying for this in the price of everything we buy, this isn't some kind of magical money coming from another country. It's us paying the extra money for the products we buy from overseas. It's our money, and we're getting it back. $600 tax credit. Wow. Are we lucky people or what?
But I mean, the estimates are that we're going to pay $2,500 more because of these tariffs, something like that.
What a big deal. A family of four will be paying $2,500 more a year.
That. Yeah.
And here's one. One person texted this. Trump is once again bragging about his administration raising trillions, not billions, in tariff revenue. Can anyone tell him the American people pay the tariff? That's how simple it is.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm. It is 7:19. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can get a fast and flexible appointment. They're family-owned and community-focused. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are helping people change their lives, improving the quality of life through better hearing. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Back with more of John and Gordy in the morning on your Friday, right here from Madison, Wisconsin, on WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX, it really is killing us all. The idea of the American dream, according to MAGA, anyway. 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. It's time once again to check in with Brittany Merlot, find out what's going on in the weather around the Madison area. What do you got for us today, Brittany?
Ooh, how about a little bit of everything? High heat, thunderstorms in the batter's box, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that sounds good to me.
It's going to be humid again. Yeah, really hot, though.
Dew points are already skyrocketing here.
Right? I feel you, John. I'm just looking at these dew points like, oh, my hair is a frizzy, curly mess.
Yeah.
It's already going. I mean, but hey, it's summer. It's summer. You know.
I know.
We got this.
Yeah.
So we're going to scrape about 90 degrees today. Dew points in the 70s. So it'll probably feel about 100 degrees. No big deal.
Yeah. Well, that feel like temperature that we're sticking with here, you know?
Sticking, right? We're sure sticking to the seats of the car.
Exactly.
Sticking to the AC, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about the weekend? Is it going to stick around, the heat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. We get to scrape 90 degrees one more day tomorrow. Still high humidity, just feeling gross. So gross today and tomorrow, but sunny, summery. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to... Both sides of the story there. Some love it, some hate it. And then tomorrow afternoon, we're going to look at strong to severe thunderstorms headed our way.
Oh, boy.
Probably around 3 o'clock. Could start around 1, but I'm going with 3 today. I mean, tomorrow. And we're going to see it going and going. Rounds of rain. And it's not just going to be one hit. here and gone. It's going to sit here. This front is going to stall over the southern parts of the state. So we're looking at strong storms probably tomorrow afternoon through the evening. High winds are possible. Hail is possible. Yeah. And heavy rainfall where we could pick up a quick 3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the system stalls over us, totals could be approaching 5 inches in places. So a huge flooding risk. The Weather Prediction Center's got us in a marginal to slight risk both the next 2 days for high rain, excessive rainfall, flooding, all of that. So a lot going on.
Yeah.
We're really pretty much trading off the high heat and humidity for a very, very wet weekend.
I think we need it, though. I think a lot of the plants and our gardens need a little bit of that rain, definitely.
Yeah.
A little. I wish it wasn't so much all at once, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's how it happens now, you know, with climate change.
Sure does.
Okay.
Had to throw that in for the folks listening to the show.
Well, you have a good weekend. You have any big plans for the weekend?
Yeah, what do you got planned?
Yeah.
I'm going to go storm chasing, obviously, because it's going to be all over the state. Yeah. And then I might escape north of the front while it's ongoing by you guys and try to go to the beach on Lake Superior or something like that.
Wow, that would be great. Yeah. Okay. I bet it would be fun. Yes. All right.
All right. We'll check in with you next week.
Yep.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
See you later. Yes.
That's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Hey, Rocker's coming up in about 10 minutes with the Max Inc. preview.
Yeah.
What do we got here? Let's see.
Well, I have something. You know, the movie theaters have been playing a lot of ads lately.
Yeah.
Have you gone to the movies and seen these long list of ads?
Well, I've heard of course, there are. I want to see Naked Gun with Liam Neeson.
There are trailers included. But they've got the ads now. And AMC had announced that they added like 10 minutes more of ads.
Oh, great.
And that created a firestorm from not just the movie studios, but the fans as well. Get this. What happens is they added like 10 minutes, so it's suddenly almost a half hour of ads and trailers, right?
Before the movie.
Yeah. And they told everybody that. So the movie starts at, you know, 30 minutes after we listed in the newspaper as starting. So you can turn up 30 minutes later if you don't like the... Well, the movie theaters didn't exactly like that idea because they're promoting their next movie with trailers, and that means that people will be skipping the trailers and the promotion of their next movie, all their movies. And they didn't like that at all. And, of course, you know, the public really disliked the hot idea of going to something like this. So they said, well, we're not going to show up for, you know, 30 minutes, and we'll get there just in time for the movie. And that means that no one gets to see the movie trailers.
That's what I do, like, before a movie as well. I just went to see Jurassic World, that new Jurassic World movie. And I went with my girlfriend, and we just went 10 minutes after it was said it was supposed to start. Like, we always go way later than it normally says it will because of that 30-minute ad.
Yeah.
It's just craziness.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing with me is I kind of need that 30 minutes. 20 minutes because my son is never ready on time. My older son, Gen Z, man, 26 years old, you think you get, you know, some kind of watch or something. I am just, you know, it's like, yeah, well, yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, it's like, you know, 10 minutes later, we should be at the theater. We should be in there. And the thing is, the biggest complaint I have is that we don't have time to get the popcorn. We get popcorn because we're on the club. You know, we get a special, you know.
You get the special deal.
Yeah. And I want to get the free popcorn. We never get there in time to get the damn popcorn because of him. Now, if they add 10 more minutes of commercials, I'm there, you know.
So you're okay with
it. We can wait in line, get the popcorn, make it into the theater, and see the entire movie as it was meant to be seen.
Thank goodness. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Take I got a deep that breath. Off my chest.
I'm glad you did.
I'm glad I finally got that out.
Okay. Boy. 29 minutes past the
that's
hour.
Johnny at the movies.
Okay. And by the way, we're going to have Pete Schwab in next week.
Oh, yes.
You guys can talk about some of the movies.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to talk to him about what's happening at Disney and all the streaming channels. They're changing their formats dramatically.
All right. Hey, when we return from the Midwest Farm and Food Report, we will be joined by Rocker. He's in the studio with the Max Inc. preview. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning right here on WMDX Madison.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
There may not be a lot of policy development catching the attention in Washington, D.C., but there's one bill that Wisconsin pork producers are still paying attention to. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It's called the Save Our Bacon Act, and it's really designed to restore interstate commerce to the state of California. Remember, California has something called Proposition 12 in place that dictates exactly how pork producers must raise their animals and how egg producers must raise their animals. And that's turned into very expensive pork and eggs for California consumers. Morgan Warwick is the program and marketing director at the Wisconsin Pork Association.
I think it's different for every pork producer. Some are Prop 12 compliant, some are not. But at the end of the day, if we know what regulations we have to abide by and that we can raise pork the way we feel is best for our operation, that's what's important for producers. And so we want to be able to have our pig farmers continue to do what's best for their pigs, their families, and their operations while still delivering a safe, consistent, affordable food product for consumers.
Morgan Warwick with the Wisconsin Pork Association. She says addressing the fix of Proposition 12 is not only critical for California, but it also will keep other states from putting in place their own individual guidelines for food production.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine GoldLight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine GoldLight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine GoldLight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the final few days now of the Wisconsin State Fair, State Fair Park in West Allis. Earlier this week, the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction was held. And while many will pay attention to the $35,000 paid for the Grand Champion Steer, what's forgotten is that that auction also awarded $55,000 in scholarships and contributed an additional $30,000 in financial support to Exhibitor Showmanship, Master Showman, and Reserve Champion Awards. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Friday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the low to mid-70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. The weekend is almost here. We're looking at weekend activities across the state of Wisconsin and look at the news and the weird and wacky with Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Don't you love me like a rock?
Rockin' with Rocker on WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning with Rocker in the studio today.
Morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
Oh, you are, man.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to get you guys some new songs so I'm not associated with these, like, weird little tunes you got.
All right.
Well, just a full disclosure, I'm not related to those tunes that they use in the opening segment here. Okay.
All right. I'll tell you, give us a half a dozen songs you want to be associated with.
Yeah.
We'll make a new montage.
We would love to do that.
Yeah. Hey, before we get to Rocker, it's a free ticket Friday. I want to remind you, we have a four-pack of Brewers tickets up for grabs for the game coming up on August 13th against Pittsburgh. The key word, and you got to get this texted to us before 8 a.m., ground is the key word, G-R-O-U-N-D. For a four-pack of Brewer tickets, you'll be in the running for that, and we'll select a winner later today, and we'll let you know. Again, tune in all day, as each host will have a different keyword, meaning you'll have five total chances to win. It is a statewide contest on the Civic Media Network. Again, ground is the key word for this hour up until 8 a.m. And this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student. They'll get a better night's sleep. They'll do better in school. Yes, you can count on that. Verlo Mattress. Two locations, east side and west side. Go to verlo.com for more information and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. Again, the back-to-school sale going on all this month at Verlo Mattress. Okay,
do we, really think students need any sleep at all?
No.
They really don't. They don't get the sleep.
They don't sleep.
They never have.
No, they never have. Well, Rocker, what do you got for us today?
Oh, man, I am refreshed from a week off after Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
And that was hugely successful.
That was great, wasn't it?
Thanks for coming down, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was
and
wonderful.
Helping out and announcing some bands. We had a great time.
You betcha.
WMDX tent was just cranking. Those guys had a good time.
Yes. Well, you know, people
thanks to Dom. He was out there, too.
People are still talking about my T-shirt toss into the audience. He's still talking about it to this day.
Yes. Yeah.
I think you could make it all the way to the catcher if you were throwing a baseball, like,
I could.
Almost.
It's the damn T-shirts unfurled before
blame
they got
it on
to the
T-shirt.
Before they
idea.
Got to the people I wanted to give them to.
That's just technique, dude.
Okay. we'll have a T-shirt gun one of these days, I swear.
There you go.
Okay, so what's happening?
Oh, Max Inc. Radio every weekend, Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Feature local Wisconsin-made music, interviews, and live from the Mad City. This Saturday night, we have Eakin Park Fest, Tom Running. He's going to be in to tell us about the festival that happens Saturday, August 16th on Coolidge Street. That's just over by Oscar Mayer, 11 to 8 p.m. They have music, food, community games featuring the Broken Boards, Cherry Toad, Seesaw, The Flavor That Kills, and more. Find more information at EakinPark.org or listen to to Tom Running in here from Eakin Park.
Okay.
Saturday night. And Jessica Lanius, she is the co-founder of Art House 360 and artistic director of the Theater Lila. And Art House 360 is in Verona. They're having a ribbon cutting August 14th at 10 a.m. Dancing with the Arts, and a fundraiser on August 15th. You got to hear about this whole new facility that they came together. It's a nonprofit over on the west side that's supporting the arts, music, and all kinds of good things. And that's all tomorrow. Max Inc. Radio right here, 92.7 WMDX, 6 to 9 p.m. Let's talk about some shows that are happening in Madison, especially this weekend, tonight. Brewgrass Fridays concert series. We've talked about it before. Lakefront Plaza at the Edgewater Hotel on Lake Mendota, Friday, August 8th. That's tonight, is Charlie Parr. But they have a classic Wisconsin fish fry, rye bread, fries, coleslaw. I mean, live music starts at 6. Food starts at 5. And coming up this month on Brewgrass Fridays, on the 22nd of August, it's the Jimmies. On the 29th of August, it's Shotgun Jane And then Adam Gruhl and the Space Burritos comes here at the beginning of September on the 5th. And it's really cool out there on the lake. You get to see the Brewgrass Fridays tonight. Charlie Parr, and Charlie is a true American band balladeer, get that right, in the folk and blues scene. He's from Minneapolis, Duluth area, and Charlie's collaboration with Mule Resophonic Guitars launched a new Parr Mule, a wooden body tricone resonator with a personal design for Charlie. So he actually has a guitar made for him. It's pretty crazy. You can get more info at Mule Resophonic Guitars and more info on Charlie at charlieparr.com. That's with two R's. Right now, this song, Anaconda, was recorded at Clover Lake Banjo Shop in Fort Collins. This is Charlie Parr from 2024, Anaconda.
On a long, flat highway in a hail-damaged Chevrolet,
good.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I'm looking at the website now for resonators.
Yes.
And the Resonic guitar. That's an interesting looking instrument. I really like it.
It's very beautiful.
Resophonic, really neat.
Kind of made for slide.
That's right. Yeah, Charlie's a big slide player. He's just a really, really great artist. And tonight at the Edgewater Hotel, go down there and check out Charlie Parr for Brewgrass Fridays. Let's get heavy.
Okay.
Heavy? All right.
How heavy?
Abaddon's End. They are an award-winning, all-original hard rock band hailing from Spring Green, Wisconsin. Huh. They are multi-mama and Whammy Award winners. They just won Song of the Year again this year with the Whammies. Friday, August 8th, they are at the High Noon Saloon. So that's tonight with Mars Hall and West on 12. And, oh, by the way, Abaddon's End is playing with Iron Plow.
Oh.
They're coming up Sunday, September 14th at the Crucible. It's a fundraiser for Big John Smolek. Go play God. Mm-hmm. You know, he had some hardships. He had diabetes for a year, laid up in the hospital, had his leg amputated above the knee. So we're having a fundraiser. My comeback concert is going to be a fundraiser for a fellow drummer, Big John Smolek. Yeah.
Good for you.
That's going to be with Abaddon's End, Iron Plow, Revolution X, and Mother Hive. Make sure to bring your earplugs. More info about Abaddon's End at Abaddon's End.
You're saying it's
going to
be loud.
It might, slightly. Yeah. Like your watch is going to say, you are in a loud environment. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But they are playing tonight at the High Noon Saloon with Mars Hall and West on 12. Let's listen to this. This is their latest song. It's called World This Cold. This is Abaddon's End.
Abaddon's End, you know, heavy. Hard rock, Spring Green is known for their hard rock bands. What do you expect, you know?
Well, everybody's got to live somewhere, John. You live in Middleton.
You nailed me.
And they do
have. You got me on that one.
You know, they do have the house on the rock there.
That's right.
So, you know, that's why.
Yeah,
hard rock music.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Right.
It's a great little town. But, go see Abaddon's End there tonight at the High Noon Saloon. And then later with Iron Plow.
Yes.
We'll be talking about that later.
Okay. Okay.
Let's move on. There's another show happening tonight. If you're not so heavy, maybe you're a little funky, little R&B. It's the sweaty soul music of the Burrows with the Periodicals, a local band here. The Burrows are from Greeley, Colorado. Friday, August 8th at 8 p.m., they're going to be at the Gamma Ray Bar right up by the Capitol. And band leader and frontman Johnny Burrows, he sings, he dances, he screams audiences into a revival-like frenzy. His dynamite nine-piece band includes sizzling horns and powerhouse rhythm section made up of some of the Colorado's most versatile and in-demand musicians. Wow. You can find more about them at theburrowssoul.com. Yeah. That's B-U-R-R-O-U-G-H-S, burrowssoul.com. Let's listen to a song. We got enough time for a song there?
I think so, yeah.
This is Found My Groove, the Burrows.
To all the negativity, I just say I do. Cause I just woke up to the fact that I don't need to be like you. Oh, oh my God. I think I just found my groove. Good Lord, I think I just found my groove. Good God, I think I just found my groove. Fresh kicks, fresh trips, and I'm on my way.
Nice.
Wow.
Funky groove.
that is fun?
That is really, really clean. I love that. Boy, the bass in there.
Yeah. It's crazy. I was looking at some of the videos. Just really good. You can find them on YouTube pretty easy, The Burrows. And Insider Secret. Like I'm contacting them to see if we can get them at Atwood Fest next year. I think they would be perfect. Yeah.
Perfect.
And we got time for one more here?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Labor Fest. It's Labor Fest 2025, Monday, September 1st at noon. It's at the Madison Labor Temple over on Park Street. Mm-hmm. And the Periodicals and VO5, the Atwood Fest darlings, they're going to be playing there. The South Central Federation of Labor, AFL, and CIO presents Labor Fest 2025. The Periodicals start at noon, and VO5 is at 3 p.m., and the Solidarity Roll Call is at 2 p.m., Food carts, two magic shows, face painting, balloon twisting, and a bounce house. A lot of stuff for kids, too, so bring the kids. There'll be a special Labor Day collection to help students who are homeless in the MMSD Transition Education Program. So gift cards of all types, backpacks, markers, colored pencils are all appreciated. But from Madison and Milwaukee, the Periodicals merge Northern Soul, classic R&B, and alternative rock. We've heard them a couple times. This time, we're bringing in another new song. This is the Periodicals. Find more about them at theperiodicalsband.com.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Sounds great.
And we should remind you that they're actually tonight with the Burrows, who we just heard. So it's the Burrows and the Periodicals.
Wow.
Tonight at the Gamma Ray Bar. And, of course, then you can see the Periodicals coming up at Labor Fest on September 1st.
All right. We will continue with the Max Inc. preview with Rocker coming up in just a moment here on WMDX.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Craft cocktails, live events, a playground for the kids, and yes, self-serve, instant ramen bar, and drag bingo. It's all at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. It's not your average tasting room. Pet-friendly, family-friendly, flavor-packed. Visit downdrins.com or stop by today.
Shop Furlow Mattress's Mega Mattress Sale. Get additional savings on top of our factory direct pricing. That's double the savings on your new mattress.
Plus, save even more when you upgrade to an adjustable base. At Verlo, all of our mattresses are locally crafted and backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in and get savings on top of savings during Verlo's Mega Mattress Sale. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Gordy, did you know Dane County Humane Society is calling on our community to help find new homes for every available animal as part of the nationwide Clear the Shelters adoption campaign running through August?
I did, John. I also heard to encourage adoptions, Dane County Humane Society will offer reduced adoption fees for a different animal group each week leading up to a special adoption finale event on Saturday, August 23rd.
Well, that's great. Animal shelters across the country, including here in Dane County, are facing unprecedented challenges with slower adoptions, high intake of strays and surrendered pets, and limited resources. Shelters are working harder than ever to care for these animals.
DCHS is proud to serve thousands of animals each year, not just through adoption, but also by reuniting lost pets with their families and offering safety net programs for struggling pet guardians.
Get the details about the weekly adoption specials this month, and they'll be posted at the Dane County Humane Society website, giveshelter.org.
Let's go, Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday! On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMPX 92.7. We'll have to find new music for Rocker. I'm sure this irritates the hell out of him as well.
Well, actually, I was thinking of good music. Maybe thinking good music over on University, the music store that was originally good and loud.
Good and loud music.
I remember it turned into good music.
It was a great place.
Yeah, that was that's a place where I bought a lot of my drum equipment in the 80s.
Yeah, I remember good and loud.
Definitely.
Well, if your music has been too loud lately and maybe you need a little help, why not check in with MadisonHearingAidCenter.com? Oh, wow. Yeah, I like that. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused. They're helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Call them today if you need help, 608-249-4077.
That's right.
Or check out their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
When you get there, say hello to Jim and Sarah.
Yep.
From John and Gordy.
Yes. All right, Rocker. Please continue.
Oh, well, speaking of good music, and that was over in Middleton, right?
Yeah.
So, Middleton Good Neighbor Festival. We'll see how I did that.
Yeah.
Madison Good Neighbor Festival is coming Saturday, August 22nd through the 24th, August 22 through 24.
Okay.
Middleton Good Neighbor Festival, that's been going on since 1964. I didn't realize that it was that old.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And 2100 Bristol Street, the Fest has moved to a new location, so check out the website.
Oh, it has?
Yeah, yep, just slightly, but they wanted to let people know. It's a South Beach.
Well, you got to walk a little farther.
Wow, man.
It's right by your house.
Bristol Street.
South Beach, it's a pirate summer, so they have a big pirate theme this year.
Aye.
On the 22nd, Angels and Outlaws kick it off. The 23rd, highlights include The Mascot Theory at 5:30, Road Trip, The Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys featuring Westside Andy and the Tim Daniels Band. And then the 24th brings Red Hot Horn Dogs. And the Good Neighbor Festival is held last weekend of August at Fireman's Park in Middleton every year. The Mascot Theory, they are playing. And the Madison-based Americana Band has a Kickstarter for a new album coming up in October. Frontman Eric Kjellin is making a comeback after surgery for potentially fatal brain condition. The new album, Cosmic Hit and Run, it draws from the wreckage of those life-altering experiences and reshapes them into something resonant and unflinching. I was talking to Eric while he was in the hospital getting this done. I was like, really, I could feel for him having been there and knowing what it's like to hang out and have these crazy surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
But he's all good now, and he's going to be playing with the Mascot Theory. Check him out, themascottheory.com. Let's check out the opening song from their album, Every Sign of Life. This is Piece by Piece from 2024.
Everybody's got a place to hide. Everybody wants their sun to shine. Everybody's on a roller coaster ride. Everybody's got a lesson to be learned. Everybody's skipping lines to take their turn. Everybody cross bridges as they burn. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up, piece by piece by piece.
Mascot Theory, they're such a great band.
Aren't they?
Yeah, they're really good.
A really good song.
Some of the guys from the Lower Fifth are in that band, and it's just really, you know, top quality.
Yep.
And they're making a comeback here this year. You can see them on the 23rd of August at the Middleton Good Neighbor Festival.
All right.
And we got one more.
Okay. All right. Couple more minutes here.
Yeah, we got, you know, it's festival season, right?
Yes, it is.
Shanks Corner Block Party. We're gonna move to a block party, not a festival, right? It's a street fest. It happens August 15th and 16th. So that's right around the corner, 1980 Atwood Avenue on Madison's east side. Think right around the Alchemy Cafe, the Ideal Bar, and the Lake Ridge Bank. There's that little space there. So they put this little festival in there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Highlights include on the 15th, Seesaw, Lou Shields, and Juggernaut. And the 16th includes Work, Salty Dogs, and Jazz Hams. Of course, Work, we know them, right? Multi-Mama Award-winning six-piece funk fusion band from Madison. They were formed in 2016. Frank Loffenberger and the guys, they are really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check a song out right now. This is Work, Dealing with the Devil.
Time it took to get you out of that door. No man left on the floor. Cause the pride and the sin that we knew you had. Tried again, but it made you mad. Kicked and shouted, but it wouldn't break. Tried to change, but it didn't take. Got late started, still they don't care.
Cause Work. Sounds
good. W-U-R-K, right?
Just to make it a little different. Okay.
Great band, and that's what we got going on, guys.
That sounds really good. I like it when the vocals are up front like that.
In fact,
all the songs we had today had
great
vocals.
So. Sounding great.
That's right.
Max Inc. this weekend, right?
That's right. Max Inc. 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday night featuring a local Wisconsin-made music, interviews, and live from the Mad City.
Sounds good. Thank you, Rocker.
Fun. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Start the school year off right with a mattress set built just for your student. They'll get a better night's sleep, and so will you with a new Verlo mattress. And they have all kinds of sales going on during back-to-school time through the month of August. So check them out. Verlo Mattress, two locations in Madison, east side and west side, or go to verlo.com. Coming up on Monday's show, Pam Yonke returns. Also, Amy Horak from Landscape Gardening Advice. And, John, you ready for the weekend?
I am absolutely ready for it. I will be researching the program for Monday.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
That's my rest period.
Okay. Stephanie Miller is next. We hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning here on John and Gordy. So long.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media state.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli cabinet approving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to expand military operations and fully occupy Gaza City in Tel Aviv. Here's ABC's Ian Pannell.
There's a real sense of shock about what's just happened here. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees issuing a statement that condemns the move, calling it to be withdrawn immediately, saying extending the war will lead to more killing, more suffering, and more destruction.
Intense wildfires burning through California overnight, including outside Los Angeles. That fire has prompted hundreds of evacuations and round-the-clock fire crews. A local emergency has been declared in Los Angeles County. Texas lawmakers meeting again today to consider the Republicans' new map of congressional districts. The redistricting is designed to give President Trump 5 new Republican House members in next year's midterms. GOP Senator John Cornyn has asked the FBI to get involved and find the Texas Democrats who've left the state. This is ABC News.